What went through your mind when you first found out I was diagnosed with ADHD?
That's a big question, buddy. I got to be honest with you. That was a scary moment for sure for you and I and for Mom. It was kind of like we didn't really know what that meant for first of all, and at the same time we had our own suspicions that that was truly the situation, like that you had ADHD. The first time we heard that you had ADHD was from the principal of your preschool from the Hollywood Schoolhouse, who, because you were getting in so much trouble with other kids and you were a little bit out of control and a little bit hard to handle and your eyes would literally spin in your head. We just thought that was like, you know, part of normal, part of being a kid. Yeah, not 4-year-old kid, whatever. You know. And then it was like 2 weeks from the end of the school year, the principal called us into the office because there was an event that happened. I can't remember exactly what happened, but and I remember sitting there with your mom and I, and we were talking to the principal, and we were talking to, I don't know if there was another school counselor there, or I guess there probably was, and maybe probably the teacher, your teacher. And I remember about halfway through it saying to the principal, do you think that Miles has ADHD? And the truth of the matter is I had no idea what it meant. I'd never done any research on it. I'd only heard like the catchphrase, ADD, ADHD. I didn't know what it meant, except that I knew that you were hyperactive and you had attention problems, especially at that age.
Especially for a 5-year-old.
For a 5-year-old. And your principal looked me right in the eye and then not even taking a breath, she was like, he has ADHD. And that, so that's the very first time I heard about it. And for me, that was like a moment of, okay, at least somebody's got actually something to say about what's going on with my son. But at the same time, I got really, really angry about it, because if the principal was so convicted in her idea that you had ADHD, then why wasn't she willing to come forward with that information, you know, a year earlier, or 6 months, or 3 months, or 2 years? You had been at the school for 2 years plus. We had no hints of it. And then, so yeah, it was a little bit of a tear, and that sort of, you know, that sort of emotional roller coaster of, okay, I got some good information, because now I know what to do, I know how to deal with it, I know how to attack the problem, to, you know, there's some bad information as well. Like, that roller coaster of, like, the good with the bad has continued all the way until now, where we struggle with you at different points where everything is good, like seemingly really good, like you're able to focus, you're able to stay on target, you're able to not distract, you know, you're able to be engaged. And then other times, which is probably the majority of the time, you struggle with at least you know, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of the different kinds of issues that come with ADHD. And so that's an emotional roller coaster for Mom and I, for sure. And I'm sure it's for you, too. At times it's really good, at times not so good.
Yeah.
One of my initial thoughts was, wow, this is going to be a long road. It's going to be a hard road. But I love this kid, and we're just going to do what it takes to get it done. And, you know, part of that came with just an immense amount of research, reading tons and tons of books. I read a lot of books anyway. Reading tons of books about what it means to have a kid with ADHD. And by the way, it wasn't another year or two later that we discovered that your brother has ADHD. It's like, wow, bam, double whammy, right? A little bit different between you guys, the way it manifests itself, but I don't know. I feel like we've done well with you guys. I feel like there's things that we can improve on. But we're learning every day. It's a tricky thing, for sure. But we love you guys.
And did you also have
ADHD? Oh, yeah, that was something that we discovered not so far, like maybe your second year or third year of treatment. We discovered that one day I was feeling like, wait a minute, why does Miles have it? Why does Xander have it? This is crazy. It's got to be hereditary. So then I go get tested, doing the TOVA test, right? The TOVA test, the exact same test you guys use to determine how much medication you need.
terrible blank space test.
The terrible blank space test. Exactly. It's so boring.
It's extreme.
But yeah, I failed with flying colors and proved that I, as an adult now, have ADHD. And probably more sort of solidified the idea that I had ADHD probably pretty badly when I was a kid, or at some stage probably when I was a kid for sure. And so, you know, looking back on it, it's an immense amount of frustration, especially when I was your age. I didn't know how to deal with everything that you're going through. My parents, I don't think, really had a clue. It's not their fault. ADHD. Yeah, no, they didn't know what ADHD was back then.
Didn't have that test.
No, definitely not. They probably thought I was a normal kid. At the same time, they were really very much hands-off with me as far as they wanted to let me be a kid who learned how I was or who I was and how I did. So if I was failing in school or getting a C in school or a B in school, they didn't really ride me about it. They struggled with me a little bit about it. But I've become the opposite person with you guys, which, for better or for worse, it's probably, I'm sure your teachers would probably think it's for the worse, because I, you know, we're struggling to figure out what those tools are. The school's helping us figure out what the tools are, and they make a lot of sense a lot of the time. And, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's been difficult. And at the same time, you know, the other part about it is with the research comes the fact that you are a gifted child. It's like, there's no question about it. So is Xander. You guys are gifted children in different ways. You're not normal children. It's the thing. One of the things about ADHD is that's absolute proof is that you guys are hyper creative individuals that have an immense amount of heart and oftentimes have photographic memories, and your brain's thinking completely different ways. And by the way, that's not a bad thing for this world. So as long as we can help you guys figure out which tools are going to work for you in your world through your adulthood and raising your children and whatnot, you guys could be the most amazing people in the universe. And already are, in my opinion. That's all.
It just runs to the family.
Aw.
That's how it works.
What a guy.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Miles.
Love you.
I love you, too.